Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited to introduce you to something really special that we've been cooking up behind the scenes at Empower My Skin. I even wrote some notes to make sure that I don't miss any part of what I have to share with you today. So starting this October, we're getting well. Well within. And so if you have been an avid listener on the Empowered My Skin podcast, then you know that every year we do two talk series. We do last couple of years, we've been focused on mental health and men's health in November. In the month of November, we have a Movember series. But this October, we're going to really talk in this four-part talk series, we're going to focus on wellness and well-being. And so not just the surface level stuff, but we're really going to go deep. We're going to go deep because we do believe that being well is not one-dimensional. You see, wellness and well-being are often lumped together or mistaken entirely for mental health, which is what I believe that we have tried to do in previous years where we kind of put it all together. Well, this year we're really breaking apart and focusing more on wellness and well-being. It is truly multi-dimensional, and it's not just about how you feel. It's about how you function spiritually, physically, relationally, and even, yes, financially. So, and what's even more exciting, as you know, with these talk series, you're going to get the double dose of Empowered My Skin and empowerment content all month. So the four-part talk series is going to air every single Monday throughout the month, and then you also get the regular episodes on Thursday. So come on, more energy, more insights, more for you. So when I think about wellness and well-being for myself, I think the first thing that comes to mind is how great a job I have done to create a habit of feeling great about myself. And so personally, I think that feeling great about myself is my wellness, right? Like that is the crux of my well-being. And then, you know, when I think about those four pillars, then it's ensuring that at all times I'm functioning well within each of those four pillars in a way that serves me the best. And so that is how I picked those. You know, there could be more, but those were the ones that I felt would provide such a really great, you know, sort of 360 view of what it actually means to be truly well, like to be a well human, well within, right? And so, but I'm not going to be going through this alone. And before I share further who's going to be joining me for this four-part talk series, I just want to also share that it's not selfish to create a habit of well-being for yourself. It isn't. I think it's absolutely necessary. And as I've gotten older in life and had to navigate even more challenges, I recognize the more well I am, the easier it is to feel well as I'm navigating, you know, life, right? And the obstacles and challenges that come my way. I don't break habit. I don't break routine. I recognize that in spite of whatever I'm going through, those are constants. And those constants then help me navigate whatever it is that I'm going through with way more ease than if they weren't present in my life. And so I'm hoping that through this talk series, and, you know, sort of bringing on the guests that I've selected, that you will also either continue to grow whatever you already have existing in your life right now, or start to adopt, you know, sort of this wellness and well-being routine for yourself, habits and routine. So each week, we're going to dive into powerful conversations, exploring a different pillar of holistic health. So episode one is financial wellness, and I'm going to be joined by my Shiro and financial coach and founder of Spare Coins, Delicia Graham. The second episode is going to be around spiritual and wellness and wholeness, and I had to go to my girl Justice Sweat founder and soul-led leader at Nike Charles, also known as Nike. Episode three is physical wellness and the body's a messenger. And I will share on in that episode how I got to choose this human, but so happy to reconnect with them for this episode. But they are an author and speaker, Shakara Martin. And episode 4, Relational Wellness and Boundaries. And this also was very serendipitous, like how it came to be. But I get to go through that topic with psychotherapist and wellness advocate Roxanne Francis. So really, really excited. Each guest is going to bring deep insight, lived experiences, and transformative tools that I believe that they'll share that will help you, and myself included, really start to reconnect with yourself and reimagine what truly being well within can be for you. And so whether you're a seasoned transition or seeking more balance or just craving, you know, a deeper alignment, this series is going to be for you. And so without further ado, I'm going to ask you to subscribe if you're not already subscribed to this podcast, which you definitely need to be. Get excited about this four-part talk series and share it with somebody. And get ready to go well within. But for now, this is where I have to say, I'm out. Bye-bye.